Welcome in the folks from Community Connections as we have Angela and Tracy joining us. Good morning, ladies. Glad to have you in the studio with us today.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tristan. Thank you very much.
Now, folks, tell us, for folks that haven't heard for a little while, can you remind us about what your two respected roles are at Community Connections?
Well, I'm Angela, and I am the mentoring coordinator for our mentoring program, our community-based mentoring program for kids kindergarten through seventh grade.
And Tristan, I'm Tracy, and I am the substance abuse prevention coordinator.
And Tracy, you're, what, about 3 months into the job
you
now?
You got it, Tristan. Thanks for reminding me.
I need to buy a lottery ticket this morning, Rick.
Tracy, pull your mic just a little closer to you.
I will do that. Thanks, Rick.
There you go. So, folks, tell us about what you guys have partnered up to do here with the mentoring program and the substance abuse program.
Well, you know, April is National Alcohol Awareness Month, and so we decided this is a great time for our two programs to partner up together.
Sure.
So, one of the things we've had youth do in some of our programs before is a thing called Sticker Shock. And it's a program that not only benefits, or they're doing a service for the community, but they're also getting an awareness for themselves and a learning opportunity about their role in helping to prevent alcohol and or underage drinking.
Okay.
So our mentors and mentees are going to go out together, and they're going to put stickers on some cases of alcohol in some locations that have agreed to let them come in.
No vandalism is being
done.
No
vandalism. Yes, we work closely with these stores, and we have some great store owners that understand the importance of keeping alcohol out of the hands of our youth.
So tell us about some of the businesses that have been on board with this, Tracy.
Well, this year we'll have Quick Stop, convenience stores, and also Mensur Oil, the Cenex, and the Prairie Mart. So we welcome them, and we thank them very much for allowing us to help our youth and the community be aware.
Yeah. Oh, it's great to have this kind of partnership with some local businesses, especially with convenience stores, because that's a common hub for alcohol use.
It's thought of by the youth as an easy way to get in and out because nobody's really paying attention.
Very true. Which, clearly, this is not the case with these two local stores. Well, more than two, but just a couple of local
State Patrol just had one of their sting operations.
Yep.
That's right, on April 2nd, the State Patrol did. And so we thank the State Patrol for keeping vigilance on this. They're wonderful in the area of prevention for these compliance checks.
Now, is this one of the stickers?
This is the sticker, and basically it just says, thank you for keeping our youth alcohol-free. It's just a little reminder to people that they need to be aware of where they're letting their, when they make their purchase, where they're letting it go. Mm-hmm. And, we know that there are a lot of places that really are being vigilant about this, and a lot of adults in our community that understand the importance of keeping our kids safe.
Because understand the ramifications.
Right.
I mean, not only is there a potential fine for buying it, but if that younger individual buys it and then goes out and have a wreck, whoever bought that alcohol is then liable for all those other things.
Exactly.
And Rick and Tristan, I have some stats here, some data that was from the Nebraska Young Adult Alcohol Opinion Survey that was done just last year in 2020.
It's reasonably new data.
That's correct. And in this, over half, 64.5% of Nebraska young adults perceived it is somewhat likely or very likely that the police will arrest an adult who is believed to have provided alcohol to persons under 21. And 72.7% perceived it is likely or somewhat likely that police will break up parties where persons under 21 years old are drinking. And this is in 2020.
I think they got a handle on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My goodness. Obviously, there's a lot of dangers with underage alcohol consumption as well. The brain's just not fully developed. I mean, it's not just a whim decision that folks have decided 21 is the age of alcohol consumption. It's extremely dangerous.
Depending on what study you look at, 21 isn't even.
Right.
Well, in today's world, that's true in a lot of ways for a lot of folks.
They do say that your brain is not fully developed until you're 25, And so anything...
Sometimes older for men even, too.
Yeah. And so that's the thing we want our mentors to do, is have that conversation with their mentees while they're doing this, mm-hmm. about why they should, you know, make good choices for themselves, and that it's about their own protection and keeping themselves healthy and having their best chance to live their best life.
Okay. That is correct. And we want the parents to also be on board with this, too, because, again, I'm going to refer back to the Nebraska Young Adult Alcohol Opinion Survey that was completed in 2020, and it states that over 2 in 5, that's 42.1% of young adults, indicated their parents or caregivers allowed them to drink alcoholic beverages in their home while they were underage.
Mine.
So, again, that goes back to the campaign of keeping the beer next to the milk, you know. So just be very much aware, and remember, it's under 21.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
While we have you in the studio, Angela, can you give us a quick update on the mentoring program? Are you still looking for some individuals that could perhaps serve as mentors?
Absolutely, we are. We are always in need of mentors, and we certainly have... a great need for some men to come to step up and come into our program. So
tell us about the folks you're looking for, individuals that you're looking for to possibly become mentors in this program.
You know, there's so few qualifications, except that, well, you need to be able to pass a background check. Okay.
Have a pulse, have a background check, so you can pass.
And just be willing to listen and spend time with the child, you know. It really is just about that intentionality of saying you're important to that child and let's hang out together.
Mm-hmm.
So,
awesome. Anything else you guys would like to add this morning about this big campaign that's coming up?
No, just look for these. They're really awesome stickers. They were designed by my partner, Katiana, and they're fabulous. So we do, again, appreciate Quick Stop and Menser Oil for allowing us to come in on April 20th and put these on the packaging.
Awesome, awesome. Well, guys, we appreciate the time and appreciate the great work you're doing and raising awareness on this campaign.
Thank you so much. And we appreciate you.
Absolutely. We're going to step aside for a quick break here on KODY. The local conversation continues next on Mugs in the Morning.